From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama laid the groundwork Friday for his last year in office, vowing not to fade into the background, but instead to leave it all out on the field. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to combat the Islamic State group.
Squeezing ISIL's heart, its core in Syria and Iraq, will make it harder for them to pump their terror and propaganda to the rest of the world. At the same time, as we know from San Bernardino, we have to remain vigilant here at home.
The president touted big wins for his administration, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and Asian-Pacific trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. However, Mr. Obama said several challenges remain, the main one being the growing threat of the Islamic State group and the possibility of lone wolf terror attacks such as the recent massacre in San Bernardino, California. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. Delegates from across the world gathered in New York Friday to discuss the deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the resolution sends a clear message that it's time to stop the killing in Syria. However, the resolution stops short of outlining the future role of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran, which back Assad, have been divided against the West, which supports the rebels fighting the Syrian leader. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.